Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? It's Metal Shop and Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. Right now I'm talking with a guy we've talked to a few times. Last time was pain in the grass, man. Seems like such a distant memory now when this year of insanity. We got Joe Duplantier from Gojira. They have a new album coming out, Fortitude, April 30th. Looking forward to that. A few singles have been dropped in anticipation for the record. First off, Joe, how are you doing today, man?
I'm pretty good. It's pronounced Gojira. Okay.
Gojira.
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Really looking forward to the album. So I kind of wanted to jump in and ask you, I would definitely want to get to the album, but I wanted to ask about, so obviously there's so many negative things that this pandemic has brought forth, you know, the effects on the world, the effects on everyone's lives, the loss of revenue for bands and so much. But are there any positives that have kind of been a blessing in disguise for you about the past year and a couple months of kind of a pause on things?
Absolutely. One of the, you know, the most positive thing for me with the pandemic is right next to me as we speak. Can you say hi, baby?
Hi.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Not much.
What's your name?
Oris.
You like hanging out with your dad for the past year? It's been pretty cool, huh?
Yeah,
daddy was not going on tour, huh?
No.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah, being with my kids, that's the number one thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty surreal. You know, what was on the horizon for me with the band growing and this insane activity was to never, ever hang out with my kids in the summer.
Yeah.
Because especially in the summer, he's gone now. Mm-hmm. Especially in the summer, it's a bunch of festivals, you know, and it's exhausting and it's never ending. It's relentless. Every time we're like, okay, maybe this summer we could take a break. And there's always an offer that, guys, this is the biggest offer we've ever had in our career. And it keeps us going.
Yep.
And it pushes us back on the road because we're not, you know, Bill Gates over here, or should I say Elon Musk over here, our wallet. So we have to work. We have to get to work and go on tour. And it would take, the only thing that could, you know, prevent us from going out on the road is, I don't know, something like a global pandemic. Mm-hmm. And guess what? It happened. So, so I took it as a, okay, this is your chance, buddy, to be home. So try to be a good dad. I don't know if I succeeded. Was I a good dad, Aris? He says, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, with your kids then hanging around with them a lot more and being around them, what do they think of dad's crazy music?
I think they embrace. You're not going to get him back on the microphone. Forget about it.
Okay.
No, I think they embrace it, and there's always music around at home. My boy has a drum kit, and my daughter's playing piano, and sometimes they switch and they do a little bit of this and that. I let them approach music and instruments without too many lessons necessarily. Yeah. Plus, we're traveling a lot. We're a traveling family. Our home is in New York, but in the summer we relocate in Europe usually for at least a month while Daddy's doing the European festival. So I get a chance to see them one day or two. So we travel a lot. They see a lot of different places. They have family in Lithuania, in France, in the States. I try to take them on tour sometimes, but anyway, they're exposed to music and to traveling. And I like to think it's inspiring for them, not only difficult, because it is difficult to sometimes quit school before it's over, or move like that in the summer and then come back. And I think they understand. They're starting to grasp that their dad is in a band, and it's not everybody that is in a band. When they were younger, they would ask their friends, "And you, what band are your dad in?"
That's amazing.
And the kids would be like, "My dad doesn't have a band. What's a band?" And they're like, "What? Your dad doesn't have a band? Is it a real dad?" But now they start to understand that it's not everybody that has a band.
Fair enough. That I never really thought about it like that, but you would totally just see, because they don't know anything else. So that's just, they're all dads are in bands. That's awesome.
Yeah. My voice said, not true, but I remember clearly. I remember.
So this album, Fortitude, coming out April 30th, a crazy time for an album to come out, but it's also, I mean, there's been so many good records that come out during the pandemic. And you know, we're starting to kind of come out of it. It looks like, you know, touring might resume in the fall or whatnot. Hopeful. Was this an album? Did you guys record this during this pandemic, or was it worked on before, or, tell me about that.
Yeah, it was worked on before.
Okay.
Yeah, we were actually starting to mix when the pandemic sort of happened in March last year. We were three songs in when everything started to shut down, and it was the massive freak out. And I'm like, oh boy, 2 years of hard work and anticipation, and you know, we were so. Fragile in a way when we're about to finish, you know, because it's still time to change some stuff you know, everything accelerates, and that's when we feel also, oh, this is it, this is our album, and then what about, oh, we didn't do anything like this and like that, and maybe at mixing we could do this and that. So really on our toes with the album and starting to mix, and super excited to work with Andy Wallace, who mixed the album. We were producing it. We were living and breathing with this album for 2 years, and then sent it to someone. Ah, goodbye, you. and very scared of the first, to be honest, of the first version. You never know what you're going to get. Are we going to hate it? Are we going to love it? And turned out we loved it right away, and it was organic and everything we wanted to hear.
That's awesome.
But then after three songs, the studio shut down in Miami. That's where Andy was mixing. And I was about to jump on a plane to join him for the more intricate part of the album. I wanted to be there as a producer to make sure everything was up to code in our Gojira language, in our Gojira world. And I was looking forward to, you know, sitting next to Andy and have this experience. And fortunately, I was not going anywhere. All the planes were grounded. Part of me was, I was devastated, but also excited to be like, okay, forced to be home and I'll just mix, you know, from a distance. To a long answer for a short question. No, we didn't do it during pandemic, but it only affected the following steps, which were the making of the videos and the whole rollout. Okay, what song we release first now? Not Amazonia. That's not going to work. People are not going to think about the Amazon when they have to worry about their lives. Let's release Another World. And let's pretend it's not a single, by the way. It was a whole new, a different strategy.
Okay, well, you know, you mentioned Amazonia, and that's an incredible album and has such a deep, profound, like, meaning behind the song. And I was curious, because Gojira, you guys have always been a band that's not afraid to tackle, like, very heavy, you know, whether it be, like, socio-political things. Do you know ahead of time that you want to write a song about this, or is it, like, the music that inspires you, or, you know, do you have, like, this... you know, kind of idea, like, I want to make a song about, you know, whales, you know, the killing of the whales, or do you have a, you know, the sea shepherd, or do you, you know, Amazonia, or is it all kind of organic?
It's organic, to be honest. You know, I don't separate things. You know, we have conversations within the band, mostly with my brother. We're pretty close. We talk about, you know, the state of the world and how we feel about it while, you know, cooking for our families, or, you know, doing our things. You know, we're watching documentaries, we're reading books, we listen to music. I read a bit of poetry and, you know, whatever. We have thoughts and opinions about the world. And then we get together. Let's play. We don't really plan what we're going to play or where are we going. But once we're in the room, we're very intense, very into the music, very concentrated. When I jam with my brother alone, we're just like staring at each other. I'm on my guitar. I'm just staring at him and he's staring at me. And we're like, okay, you like this? Yeah, I like this. Okay, let's keep going. All this without words, you know, just looking at each other. And sometimes, oh, dude, this riff feels like an ocean or something, a wave. It's funny. I was, you know, thinking to write something about the ocean. Can you imagine? 70% of the globe is just water. Wow, that's sick. By the way, our body is 70% water too. Oh, mind blown. Okay. I go home and I start, look, I did this lyric. You know what I mean? Like dudes just, you know, talking and wondering and things happen, and then we're like, oh cool, what a cool object.
Yeah,
just did. There's no master plan. There's no like, okay, first we're gonna decide we're gonna take over the world, or we're gonna be super political, or this or that. You know what I mean? It's all organic. It just happens. But I'm happy because it reflects who we are as individuals. We're not going to, just because I'm feeling in a you know, how can I say this? A sports car mood. What? All of a sudden, write about a sports car race. And, oh, oops, that happened. Okay, I guess there's going to be a song about sports cars. No, that's not going to happen. You know what I mean? It's sort of...
I know. Yeah.
It sort of reflects our interests, our center of interest, and our worries about the world and our ideas and all that.
All right, right on, man. And on the subject of, you know, those subjects and whatnot, and in the Department of Redundancy Department, are there any like resources or causes or nonprofits that you personally would like to shine a light on in this conversation?
I mean, this one is already sort of famous. It's Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. And since I'm talking to someone from Seattle,
yes,
it's sort of a home for Sea Shepherd, not Seattle per se, but close to Seattle.
Northwest, am I right? Yep.
So, you know, I want to say, check out these guys. Don't listen to the haters. The haters going to hate. Some people call them tourists, terrorists. It's not true, buddy. Don't believe everything you hear. These guys are my heroes. Paul Watson is my personal hero. Better than Superman, better than Batman. This guy's dedicating his entire life to protecting the oceans for all of us. He's, you know, this expression, the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Oh yeah.
Of course, because you're an American, but as a Frenchman, I have to think about it as I'm saying it. Mm-hmm. My lawyer told me this is one of the best sayings in America. And that's what Paul Watson is doing right here.
Yep.
There's international laws that protect oceans and regulations. 75 of the biggest countries of the world signed this treaty or this thing. We all agree, okay, there's almost no whales left. Should we kill the last whales or should we try to, you know, leave them alone? Everybody agreed, yes, let's leave them alone. But the problem is there is no enforcement for these laws, ladies and gentlemen. So what Paul Watson and his friends are doing is they're merely making sure these laws are applied and respected. And if they're not, they will talk to the people that are breaking these precious laws, talking about useful laws. That's one of them, protecting minorities and protecting animals. So all they do is just, you know, raise the alarm and say, hey, there's no police here, but we're here. And they work with donations only. So Sea Shepherd Conservation Society is definitely, you know, helping and doing something constructive for this humanity. Another thing I could talk about, and this is pretty obvious if you're following what we're doing, is Amazonia, the Operation Amazonia, as we call it, around the release of that single that was released a month ago. We're doing it, man. We're already 250,000, or I should say a quarter of a million, was raised already to support the indigenous tribes of the Amazon forest. They're badass people. They're awesome people. They live in the forest with nature. They don't pollute. They don't harm anybody, anything. They hunt a little. As a vegan, you know, I'm against hunting. I'm not against hunting when it comes to the Amazon tribes, because they live in a, you know, primitive way, and they have a respectful way of taking the life of an animal. If they hunt in a specific area of the forest, they will hunt one time and then they're going to disappear from this area for months. So nature can become confident again and not be scared of humans, and then they come back and they do it with respect, and they know how to plant trees. They know all the frogs and their properties. They're, some of them are poisonous, some of them have this little thing on their back that can cure disease that is actually used in modern science. They know the plants, they know all the tricks, and they know what's needed in this area. And all of a sudden they see, you know, machinery coming and devastating the forest with, you know, the blindness, the brutality of, you know, what we know as our modern society. And these guys can protect the forest if we give them the means, and if we give them cameras to film these attacks at night, infrared cameras, if we help them with the fight against COVID. And so we decided to help them. We created this thing, Donation Charity. It's on right now. It's live right now.
Awesome.
The auction is still going for 2 weeks or a week and a half. It's almost over. We'll continue to raise money for the Amazon indigenous people. This thing is happening for a whole month. We're a little more than halfway in. Please go check out on our website, gojiramusic.com. There is a link to the site Propeller, who's an activism site, who's helping us to gather money and give it to the people that will make a difference for the Amazon forest. The indigenous own NGO called APIB, APB, as they say. All the information is on our website. You can buy incredible instruments from famous musicians like Slash, Abe Cunningham from the Deftones.
That's awesome.
And so on. I cannot believe we put this together with a few phone calls. It was actually a lot of work to put it together. But the fun part was to contact all our friends, famous friends. Some of them are not, you know, we're not super close, but we met a few times and we know they appreciate us. And like, hey, would you give something? And they're like, yes, sir. Everybody answered positively to that.
So cool.
Yeah.
That's using your platform for real change. That is really, you know, something to commend, dude. That's exceptional.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's more impressive than it looks like, because after all, it's a drop in the ocean. But I believe in drops because the ocean is made of drops, and we can have an impact and inspire people. And if somebody is starting to work out in the neighborhood, maybe the neighbor is going to be inspired and start to work out.
Yeah. Also.
You know, you change your diet and your next thing you know, your girlfriend's changing her diet and your parents or your cousins. Well, drops in the ocean are everything. So we all drops, but let's be amazing drops.
I like that, man. Thank you for that. And you're inspiring me. So I'm going to definitely check out your website and again, gojiramusic.com to check that out. And definitely some cool stuff you can get from that too, as well as helping out, it sounds like. So, yeah. You know, I don't want to take up too much of your time today. I do have one stupid question. So it's a very heavy subject. I want to ask a stupid question. We've asked you in the past, we've interviewed you like two or three times. We've asked you your favorite albums, so-and-so, but I was curious. You know, metal t-shirts and band t-shirts are a big thing in the world of metal and rock. What was your first band t-shirt you ever purchased as a kid?
Oh, I used to do my own t-shirts by hand because I was broke and my parents were broke. I believe I did an Iron Maiden t-shirt.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I lost it. But that a t-shirt that I bought, you know, I remember being a massive Metallica addict, and I was watching all their videos and the 1 year and a half in the life of Metallica and all that stuff, and I would be dreaming to open for Metallica and stuff. I was drawing that logo everywhere, and I think I had to wait until I was 30 something to finally own a Metallica shirt. I was broke most of my life. Also, I grew up in a tiny little village in the southwest of France where you couldn't find a shirt. Anywhere. I was not very connected, and we were not part of the scene. Damn, it's crazy. I can't even remember what my first shirt was, because I don't think I had any when I was a kid. It was just much later.
But that's so cool that you designed your own. That's way more badass.
Yeah. Now I can say it is, but back in the day, I'm like, ugh. I have to do it myself.
I'd love to see those, man. I'd love to see those, but, okay, man. So, last question for you. And, you know, it could be, you know, today, tomorrow, just what's one thing right now that you're looking forward to?
Well, I gotta say, I want to play a show, man.
Yeah.
In front of a bunch of people. And, let it loose, you know, and you know, play these songs we've been taking here, for all these years. They will not be complete until we play them live. So I can't wait for that. And then another thing is a vacation.
Yes.
And stop thinking about everything. Right now, I'm pretty overwhelmed with the work and the release, and it's good. Or good overwhelm. But still, I think I need a vacation with my family. Simple vacation, just relax and drink a cocktail every 5 minutes.
Every 5 minutes. I like that, man. Right on. I also look forward to that. And I also definitely look forward to Gojira.
No, there's many ways to say it. I don't know how to say it myself. It was just
Gojira.
Yep.
Gojira.
Yeah,
I look forward to seeing you guys live again, and then also again the album coming out April 30th. That's next week. You can stream, you can pre-order, you can do anything. Just listen to the music and go to gojiramusic.com for the support the Amazon efforts. And any final words for the Northwest and Seattle audience before we let you go, Joe?
You know, I have a thing for Seattle. I have to say. What is this venue we played? El Corazon.
Yeah, that was a few years ago. That's a great
venue. I think we played three times or four times in that venue. And I remember specifically at some point I got scared because the crowd was jumping and the whole freaking floor was moving.
Mm-hmm.
Trampoline or something, and it was a bit scary, but I loved it. I loved it. And more than that, Seattle represents so much, you know, for music and for, I don't know, alternative thinking. I I love Seattle. You know, I love Seattle. Please say hi to Seattle for me.
Hi, and Seattle.
Hi, Seattle.
And yeah.
If you live in Seattle, you can consider yourself a lucky person because it's a beautiful place to be, I find.
Awesome, man. Well, I very much appreciate you taking the time to do this. And now go enjoy some time with your family, and we look forward to the album.
Thank you so much, man.
All right. Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
You too, man. I'll talk to you later, Joe. Bye.
Okay.
Bye. This has been Metal Shop's
Backstage Pass. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.